This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Carolyn Fauché. Fauché was born on April 28, 1950, in Detroit, Michigan. She was raised Catholic and went to Michigan State University, where she graduated with a BA in creative writing in 1972. 3 years later, she would earn an MFA from Bowling Green State University. A Guggenheim Fellowship allowed her to travel to El Salvador. This trip, and what she experienced there as a human rights advocate, would transform her art and offer up a new way to look at poetry. More of that in a minute. Her many books include Gathering the Tribes, The Country Between Us, Against Forgetting, The Angel of History, Blue Hour, and What You Have Heard Is True, a memoir of witness and resistance. She has won the Yale Series of Younger Poets, the Lamont Poetry Selection of the Academy of American Poets, 3 fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Robert Creeley Award, a Lannan Literary Fellowship, and many other accolades. Over her career, she has taught at a number of universities across America, including the University of Virginia, Columbia, San Diego State, and Georgetown. Her work has been translated into more than 20 languages. She lives in Maryland, where she continues to write and research. Today's poem is The Colonel. It takes place in El Salvador in May 1978, and it's based upon an actual event. Fauché traveled to that war-torn country as a human rights advocate. While there, she met a high-ranking colonel who welcomed her with an excellent dinner and wine. Towards the end of the evening, he dumps something on the table that is both shocking and brutal. It also totally undercuts and mocks any discussion about human rights. This colonel, who is involved in the bloody Salvadoran Civil War, makes light of the purpose of her visit to his country. Fauché documented what happened in our poem for today, and when it was published, she said it wasn't a political poem, but that it was poetry of witness. She coined that phrase, poetry of witness, and she has since devoted her career to writing about warfare, imprisonment, exile, torture, and injustice. To read our poem for today is to be disturbed, and we should be disturbed, because Fauché wants us to consider what we are capable of doing to each other. This is The Colonel by Carolyn Fauché. What you have heard is true. I was in his house. His wife carried a tray of coffee and sugar. His daughter filed her nails. His son went out for the night. There were daily papers, pet dogs, a pistol on the cushion beside him. The moon swung bare on its black cord over the house. On the television was a cop show. It was in English. Broken bottles were embedded in the walls around the house to scoop the kneecaps from a man's legs or cut his hands to lace. On the windows, there were gratings like those in liquor stores. We had dinner, rack of lamb, good wine. A gold bell was on the table for calling the maid. The maid brought green mangoes, salt, a type of bread. I was asked how I enjoyed the country. There was a brief commercial in Spanish. His wife took everything away. There was some talk then of how difficult it had become to govern. The parrot said hello on the terrace. The colonel told it to shut up and pushed himself from the table. My friend said to me with his eyes, "Say nothing." The colonel returned with a sack used to bring groceries home. He spilled many human ears on the table. They were like dried peach halves. There is no other way to say this. He took one of them in his hands, shook it in our faces, dropped it into a water glass. It came alive there. "I am tired of fooling around," he said. "As for the rights of anyone, tell your people they can go f*** themselves." He swept the ears to the floor with his arm and held the last of his wine in the air. "Something for your poetry, no?" he said. Some of the ears on the floor caught this scrap of his voice. Some of the ears on the floor were pressed to the ground.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.